afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to interrupt the Minnesota Twins broadcast for this special occasion. It's Northfield High School commencement ceremonies, graduating class of 2018. We'd like to thank our sponsors, RE/MAX Advantage Plus Realty and Capital Construction, for sponsoring today's event. And I am Jeff Johnson, live here at Memorial Field. It's turned out to be a pretty beautiful day. We had some clouds earlier, quite a bit of wind. We have a little bit of wind going on right now, but it looks like just a wonderful day. And within the next hour or so, there will be about 300 more Northfield High School graduates very happily entering the next phase of their life. You're hearing right now the Northfield High School band with the processional. They'll be playing the national anthem. Barry Williams is the band's director. We'll hear opening talks from Principal Joel Lear of the high school. Julie Pritchard, the chair of the Board of Education, will give her greetings. Superintendent Dr. Matt Hillman will be making remarks. The commencement address today will be given by Tom Groutman. A lot of people know Tom. He's been a longtime teacher and athletics director, activities coordinator in recent years for Northfield High School, and he is retiring this year. So Tom has got one last job at Northfield High School, and it's coming up. Student addresses will be given by Samuel Jimmy and Delina Hylieb, and hopefully I'm getting her name right. I apologize if not. The presentation of the class will be given by Principal Lear, and the awarding of diplomas from the Board of Education. And the board is here: Julie Pritchard, Noel Stratmone, Rob Hardy, Margaret Coangelo, Jeff Quinnell, and Amy Gerwitz, along with, as I mentioned, Julie Pritchard is the chair. And then the high school band will be performing the recessional as they file out. But right now, students coming into Memorial Stadium from the north side. They're coming to the middle of the field where the stage is set up right at the 50-yard line. The bleachers at Memorial Field are packed. It's standing room only here. On the sidelines, down in front of the bleachers, a lot of people are sitting on blankets and lawn chairs and such. But as I mentioned before, about 300 students will be graduating, and 105 of them have a grade point average of 3.5 or more honor students, and the highest honor students. Getting the honor cord and medallion will be 72 Northfield High School seniors. The honor cord will go to another 33, 105 total, so more than a third of the whole graduating class graduating with high honors. Congratulations to them. And their families giving them a big round of cheer now as the last of them have filed in and are getting ready to take their seats. Now listen to the band. Again, we would like to thank our sponsors of the event, Capital Construction and RE/MAX Advantage Plus Realty. I'd like to thank Roger Fetty, Fetty Productions, for helping us out with the sound. They provide the sound here at high school, and we're allowed to tap into that so we get good sound right from the podium. Pomp and circumstance just finishing up, and we'll go up to the podium where Principal Joel Lear we'll open up the ceremonies.
Thank you. Good afternoon, and welcome to the Northfield High School commencement ceremony for the graduating class of 2018. I am Joel Lear, principal of Northfield High School. And first, I want to thank Miss Mary Williams and the high school band for their wonderful music today. What a tremendous addition to this ceremony your music provides each and every year. And second, a rather unorthodox opening segment for graduation, at the lock-in on this most recent Thursday, the students scattered and we realized we had one more raffle prize to give. So Denise Martinez, when you make your way up to pick up your diploma cover, would you grab your Apple Watch at the same time? There. A special welcome to the parents and guardians, families and friends of all graduating seniors who are gathered here for this occasion, and an equally special welcome to our school board members, Superintendent Dr. Matt Hillman, Tom Groutman, who was chosen by the class of 2018 to deliver the commencement address, fellow administrators, faculty, and staff, and finally, welcome to the radio listeners joining us this afternoon. Even though this ceremony focuses on these graduates, I also want to recognize, well, quite frankly, everyone. Every parent, teacher, educational assistant, and school staff member who share part of the credit for these seniors arriving successfully to this commencement ceremony, up to and including the entire district custodial staff and their work in setting up for this ceremony itself. Seniors, perhaps you will see fit to join me in a round of applause for all of these people who have made not only this day possible, but every day since the first day you entered kindergarten 13 years ago. Class of 2018, today is a special celebration and recognition of your accomplishments. I think it's important, however, to give at least equal recognition to what is to come. Those experiences that your graduation from high school are opening up to you today. George Saunders said, "Success is like a mountain that keeps growing ahead of you as you hike it." Today is certainly about looking back with a smile, but also looking forward with perhaps even more delight. Your school has a pretty impressive reputation. In fact, the biggest challenge facing the classes of students like yours that enter and move through the high school is simply, how do you possibly build on the reputation the school already solidified? Well, after 4 years, it's clear that you definitely wanted to be a part of what gives Northfield High School that reputation it so deserves. I'm proud to say that Northfield graduates are some of the best prepared graduates throughout the state and region. We stack up to some pretty impressive schools. Now, I must admit, I think part of that is the result of a tremendous amount of passion and commitment from the teachers and staff who have worked with you on your educational journey. But there is more to it than that. The truth is, we know that you have worked extremely hard, are passionate about being successful, and know the value of high achievement. One need only look at the procession of commended students and academic letter winners at our spring recognition program last month to know that the class of 2018 has staked a significant claim to its share of the historical academic reputation Northfield High School holds. But beyond the test scores and academic awards, there would appear to be more evidence justifying your share of that legacy. Your participation in the athletic program has obviously taught you that hard work pays off, teamwork leads to success, and sportsmanship will take you far in a competitive world. Among you are girls basketball players who led the way to the state title game at Target Center. And on the way taught us about humility, teamwork, and grace in both the wins and the losses. Section final appearances and state qualifying performances seem suddenly commonplace for Northfield teams, and your senior leadership has gone a long way toward making it so. We, your fans, enjoyed every minute as we watched from the stands and cheered you on. Truth be told, you were easy to root for. Among you are college scholarship recipients, all state award winners, all conference honorees, and repeat state tournament participants. Along the way, you demonstrated time and again that Raider Nation is and will always be about more than just wins, losses, shooting percentage, and meet records. But it didn't stop there. You have demonstrated excellence in other domains like music, theater, speech, music listening, mock trial, and the visual arts, advancing to state-level competitions, winning state titles, and other national and state awards for excellence in many of your endeavors. Please make no mistake about it. Your participation in these endeavors adds to the soul of our school and replenishes and refocuses the human spirit toward making this world a better place for everyone. And we recognize that many of you have dealt with losses, struggles, and obstacles that would overwhelm many twice your age. But you have battled back, and today you can stand up proudly and say, you did it. You are inspirations, to say the least. Seniors, I asked last fall that you consider your legacy and what message you wanted to remain when you leave this place. I look out at you now, 174 school days later, and confidently say to you, well done, and thank you for putting your best foot forward. I believe we, the staff of Northfield High School, feel confident that we have placed your future in very good hands, your own. My wish for you on this, your graduation day, is that you are able to find the place where your heart's deep gladness and the world's deep hunger meet. I applaud the hard work you have done. I am grateful for the spirit you leave behind in our school. I cherish your willingness to go with the current at times, against the current at other times, and when necessary, to stand apart from it. And I thank you for allowing me the privilege of being your principal. Congratulations to you all. At this time, I give you the chairperson of the Northfield School Board, Miss Julie Pritchard.
Thank you, Mr. Lehr. On behalf of the Northfield School Board, I would like to congratulate the graduating class of 2018. As school board members, we have watched you grow and thrive in our schools. We have witnessed the amazing transformations that have taken you from a terrified third grader on stage at the Sibley Talent Show to a confident vocalist in rock and roll revival, as a young artist who saw their favorite project displayed at Bridgewater's Learning Fair to the truly remarkable pieces you created for your Honors Art Show at Arts a la Carte, or the first time you squeaked out a tune on your instrument for your beloved band teacher, Mr. Jenny, that led you to perform the Big Nine Select Concert. Along the way, these experiences have created not only lasting memories, but have also shaped who you are today. With Big Nine conference titles and state honors too numerous to mention in academics, athletics, and the arts, you are the pride of our community. As young adults, you have chosen to look beyond the walls of Northfield High School to understand and engage in the issues before our community and our nation. We encourage you to continue to be passionate about the interests and issues that matter to you. Today's commencement ceremony is an opportunity for not only the graduating seniors and their families, but for our entire community to celebrate your success. As a school board member, I'm often reminded how very fortunate our school district is to have the support of our community. One does not need to look far to see how the Northfield community has been instrumental in helping our students be successful. From the business owners who devote not only resources but also their time and talent, to community members who tutor in our schools, to the unwavering support of St. Olaf and Carleton Colleges, as well as numerous civic and charitable organizations, our students' educational experiences are enriched by their generosity and involvement. We are also grateful to parents. You are the unsung heroes. And while the years have gone by in the blink of an eye, you have been there every step of the way. You have helped them with their homework and school projects. You have enthusiastically stepped up to chaperone field trips, plan class parties, support school and team fundraisers. You have sacrificed personal and family time to be PTO officers, booster club board members, and parent representatives on school committees. Graduates, today as we celebrate your accomplishments, we also celebrate and thank your parents, your teachers, and the entire Northfield community whose support has led you to this day. On behalf of the school board, I congratulate you, the class of 2018, and wish you all the best. As our newest Northfield High School alumni, we have no doubt you will continue to make us proud.
Graduates, not that you need my permission, but if you're getting tired of holding your hats on your head and would like to remove them, please feel free to do so. Thank you, Ms. Pritchard. I am now honored to ask Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Matt Hillman, to come forward to address this year's graduating class. Dr. Hillman.
Thanks for permission to lose the hat, Joel. That's good. In the coming months, you're going to see a series of social media posts and news articles highlighting what experts believe to be the most memorable commencement speeches of 2018. I assure you, this will not be on that list. But seriously, this is a very special day for you. It marks one of life's key transitions, and I am privileged just to share this small part of it with you. You enter this transition at a time where the rate of change is exponential compared to any other time in human history. The real world that awaits you is experiencing the most significant changes since the Industrial Revolution. The breakneck speed that technology is revolutionizing how and when we work will help humanity reach new heights. I am so excited for you to enter adulthood at this thrilling time. On the other hand, this same revolution and the technological advancements that accompany it present enormous challenges. Your generation will be asked to respond to these challenges, social, emotional, political, medical, and ethical dilemmas. The good news for all the adults here today is we have great faith that you will have the ability to address those dilemmas. And while you graduate from high school today, you must embrace lifelong learning in a way not required of previous generations. You leave here prepared to take on the world as it exists today, but you will need to adapt to new realities on a fairly regular basis. The greatest gift that Northfield Public Schools has given to you, I hope, is that we've taught you how to learn. In this age of change, you will also need to be more intentional about taking some downtime. Research tells us that taking frequent short breaks while working lead to greater productivity. It points to better emotional regulation through quality sleep, mindfulness, and exercise. It tells us stepping away from the busyness of life is essential for our physical health. Over the next few years, you're going to develop the habits that will carry you through the rest of your adult life. And I just really encourage you to be very thoughtful and intentional about developing those healthy habits. And finally, remember that life is always about relationships. Be a good listener. Seek opinions different than your own, and really do your best to understand where the other person is coming from. Be kind. Be respectful. Think about how your actions impact others. Do good things for people without any expectation of return, simply because you can. And if you do these things, you will get to what we all want for you, which is happiness. So thank you for your contributions to Northfield Public Schools. It's been an honor to serve you during these formative years of your life. Congratulations, and know that your community is proud of you.
Thank you, Dr. Hillman. I took over the principalship at Northfield High School 12 years ago. On his last day of work, my predecessor gave me a single piece of advice. Joel, he said, do not try to keep up with Tom Groutman. It didn't take long for me to understand his point. In the 12 years since, up until his retirement in December, activities director Tom Groutman lived each day like it was his last opportunity to serve you, the students of Northfield High School. And I think we are all a bit better for it. Ladies and gentlemen, in class of 2018, I give you your choice for this year's commencement speaker, Mr. Tom Groutman.
Class of 2018, this is the ultimate honor for me. I've been blessed to have many opportunities in leadership and beyond. And I've been humbled receiving accolades for this or that. But to be chosen to be your speaker, that is as big as it gets. We as educators do what we do because of you. And for you to ask me to deliver your commencement speech touches my heart so very deeply. I came to Northfield 31 years ago. What a great move that was. I interviewed for a sixth grade teaching job and baseball and girls basketball coaching. That was in May of 1987. I was offered the position. When I broke the news to my son, who was age 6 at the time, and my daughter, who was age 2, they reacted by doing this, jumping up and down on my wife's and my bed, shouting, "Daddy's got a job, Daddy's got a job." They did that over and over. I'll never forget it. And now after my 31 years here in this school district, I feel like jumping up and down and shouting, what a great school, what a great community, and what amazing young people. It's weird how life works. For the past 17 years, I've served as the activities director at Northfield High School. That's basically your whole life. Before that, I taught sixth grade and I coached. I love those positions as well. The foundation you received in elementary school and middle school brought you to where you are today, here. Strong foundations are so important. Over the past few months, I've been busy substitute teaching in our elementary schools and at the middle school. Here's what I've seen each and every day. The support for teachers and for students is so strong and so significant. Our school district has done a remarkable job in the past and also now in the present to set up kids for success. And here's what really strikes me and where the rubber really hits the road. As a sub, the classroom teacher will leave me notes or leave something on the whiteboard for me and the kids to see and to follow. Most often, almost 100% of the time, the teacher ends the message with the word love. How cool is that? Graduates, if you've not had the chance to thank those teachers in elementary school and the middle school, please consider doing that soon. Again, they help that foundation that's so important. And then we have the teachers, coaches, advisors, and directors at Northfield High School. When my own children went off to college, they'd come back and I'd ask them about their college courses. My son Chris would say, "Well, calculus is fine, but Susan Rosenrod could teach my professor how to teach calculus and teach calculus on a much higher level." My daughter Steph commented that Northfield High School biology teacher at the time, Dan Reuger, was much more advanced in what he was doing in his classes at Northfield High School than what they were doing at the U of M. Amazing teachers, amazing coaches, advisors, directors, and staff at Northfield High School and amazing people. Graduates, I want you to think about your Susan Rosenrods and your Dan Roigers. Now I want to use a visual aid, the scoreboard. All right? The scoreboard's on. It shows 6-3, right? June 3rd, today's date. And of course, the Raiders are winning. The Raiders always come out ahead. It also shows 2018 to honor you. Then it shows some timeouts. The scoreboard automatically defaults to 3 timeouts, but I put on 2. I put on 2 timeouts. What that symbolizes are the phases of life. The first timeout is the first 18 years. You've lived it. You've lived it. You've lived the first timeout. Childhood, adolescence, living with parents, siblings. It's a time of growth, physical, social, intellectual, and emotional. Class of 2018, you're about to enter the middle third of your life, college, the military, work. You will become much more independent, and your responsibilities are going to increase, and your relationships are going to deepen. And the mistakes you will make could be more harmful and costly than before. There are big things at stake, but this middle third is the greatest third. You're going to continue to grow. You'll be challenged. You'll have many, many opportunities to say, yes, I can and I will serve other people. Yes, I will set them up for success. Yes, I will do my part. And know that, yes, I am making a positive difference in this ever-changing world. You'll have your own family. You'll see your children grow. You'll provide for them like you've been provided for, with love and compassion. And then in a blink, you're going to be where I am now, using the final time out so that we can reflect and look back. This past December, Ben Lucas, yes, that's your very own Bucas, he's out there, he came up to me and he asked me this question. TG, why are you leaving us? Don't you like us anymore? It's true, Bucas. Here's how I answer that question then, and I answer it again now. Bucas, I can retire because of you. And because you, the whole class, 2018. You've made this school so good because of your leadership, because of the healthy environment that you've created and maintained. I can retire because of you, the class of 2018. Our school, community, and world is in the best of hands with you about to use your second time out to its fullest. Do your part in all you choose to do. Say yes to serving other people and setting them up for success, because when you do that, your own rewards become so great. Congratulations, Northfield High School, class of 2018. I am so proud of all of you. Go Raiders.
Thank you, Tom. At this time, I would like to call on Samuel Jimmy and Delina Hyliab to come forward to deliver this afternoon's student addresses.
Northfield, Are you ready? Okay, I'll try again. Northfield, are you ready? I like that sound. Good afternoon, family, friends, staff, and most important of all, you, class of 2018. I'm here today to tell you that we've survived, completed 4 years, 4 years of finals, capstones, pop quizzes. We've come a long way these past 4 years. Now, I think I should let you know that I have dreamt of this moment since I was in middle school. No, not about graduating, about giving the commencement speech, of course. I wanted it to be unique, to be special, to be personal, to be relatable. So today I'm going to talk to you about something that we can all relate to. It's about living a full life and filling it with memories. Now, throughout my time here in Northfield, I've had the privilege of working at the Northfield Retirement Community. And while working there, the residents have helped me to develop the concept of understanding a full life filled with memories, filled with moments. You see, as I served and met with these residents, very rarely did they talk about material things like money or cars or houses, but they did like to talk about their families. They talked about their grandchildren, their children, their parents. They talked about the lessons they learned. They talked about how they saw the world changing during their lifetime. They talked about why they resented wasting food because they had lived through the Great Depression. They talked about why they were not fond of warmongerings because they had lived through fought in and lost loved ones in global conflicts. I sat and I thought to myself why this type of reflection was more common amongst our grandparents, why they sat down to make crochet hats and crochet blankets, why they made entire buffets of meals for their family. I came to understand that in our days, as they numbered out our final years, every moment we spent, every memory we made, becomes magnified, not only for us, but for those who were able to share in those moments. So this is my message to you, class of 2018, family and friends, custodial staff, teaching staff, is to fill this moment with memories. Fill this moment with life. We've come a long way. It's been a long 4 years with all of you, my friends, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began 4 years ago, and when we see each other after we've lived a long life, after we've had many memories, many moments, we will tell each other about it again when we see each other again. I said it once before, and I'll say it again. This speech is not just for me, but it's for the people. It is for the nation. This speech is for the Raiders. Thank you for giving me the moments of being your friend, of being your brother, of being your rival, of being your 2018 Snow King, and of being your fellow graduate. I hope to see you all in the future one day. Thank you. If I could drop this mic, I would. This is SJ, JJ, and the Black Viper signing off to say, boom. We out.
Well, that's gonna be hard to top. It's expected of me to start this speech saying congrats class of 2018 or something cliche, but let me start by saying the walk from my seat to this podium felt like 2 hours, and since I can't afford to get you all graduation gifts for your grad parties, here is my gift to you. I'm sure many parents wish they could say the same. I wanted to make my messages today relatable. Relatable to the kid who doesn't want to be here. Relatable to the folks behind me who have to stare at the back of my freshly done curly hair. Relatable to the graduates and everyone else. According to Merriam-Webster, the definition of a comfort zone is the level at which one functions with ease and familiarity. We have all survived up until this point, and survival is the continuation of life or existence. In this next chapter of this story we call life, let's do more than survive. What, where, or who is your comfort zone? Where do you feel the most relaxed? Think about this space, and then think higher. There are two individuals I happen to know. One of them heard that there was better education opportunity elsewhere, so she left home at age 18. She was the first of her family to ever leave home, yet alone travel halfway across the world by herself. She first arrived in New York City, and she was simply belittled because of her accent. She was underestimated. She lost her legal status, had three kids, buried one, but she continued her education and became a registered nurse. The other individual was also the first to leave home. To continue his education, and along the ride, many of his friends dropped out. However, he persisted and was chosen from hundreds of his classmates to come to the United States. He traveled halfway across the world and landed in Salt Lake City. He was underestimated and underpaid, but he still persisted and became a teacher of what he loves. These two individuals left their comfort zone, and they had to leave their family and home not only to survive, but to grow. They thought about that space, and then they thought higher. They happened to be my parents. My parents have shown me what it means to leave a comfort zone, and in their case, never return back to that particular state of being. Many of us will not fly halfway across the world for the same reasons they did, but we can all learn from their experience of leaving their comfort zone. Whether that means volunteering for speeches like this the day of, or entering spaces and classrooms that may be intimidating. Your comfort zone is calling your name, but so is your future. Many of us are lucky enough to be in a place where we get to think higher, and to the people that have made that possible, thank you. Thank you to our hardworking custodial staff. Thank you to our teachers, including our special education teachers, who deserve so much more appreciation than they receive. Thank you to the adults that cared with us. Shout out to my parents. I can only hope that I have made you proud. So to everyone here today, but specifically to the class of 2018, what, where, or who is your comfort zone? Where do you feel the most relaxed? Think about this space and then think higher. D-Money is out.
I seriously have no idea why we adults even bother. Delina, Samuel, thank you. Class of 2018, would you please stand? Madam Chair, School Board members, Superintendent Hillman, I proudly present to you on behalf of the Northfield High School faculty, staff, and administration the graduating class of 2018. The seniors before you have fulfilled or will soon fulfill all local and state requirements necessary for a Northfield High School diploma. Junior class graduation assistants, if you would please bring forward the first row of graduates to receive their diplomas. Remaining seniors, please be seated until directed forward by the graduation assistants. Northfield High School English teacher Bubba Sullivan and counselor Deb Rasmussen will read the names of the graduates participating in today's ceremony. And I ask that the audience please hold their applause, cheers, whoops, and well wishes until all names have been read.
You're listening to Northfield High School graduating.
Mia Ann Ackerman.
Derek Henry Elbers.
Daniel Lewis Allen.
Tyler Jeffrey Amy.
Ethan Wesley Anderson.
Zayla Rosalind Anderson.
Andrew Paul Edmondson.
Yair Asensio.
Luis Arroyo.
Samuel Lee Bacco.
Maxwell Stephen Bayon.
Israel Baltazar Perez.
William Ross Balaam.
Audrey Maria Batiste.
Giselle Rojas Velasquez.
Emily Marie Block.
Paul Henry Benson.
Trent Bonney.
Mackenzie Lynn Beisel.
Max Wyatt Bowman.
Jasper John Lundgren.
Emma Catherine Brezina.
Hannah Lynn Boudreau.
Matthias Brasky.
Hannah Danielle Braylor.
Gavin Michael Bonnell.
Reed Aaron Brinson.
Gustav Link Carlson.
Catherine Ann Brust.
Sophia Amanda Claxton.
Emily Mae Kennedy.
Catherine Neal Clarity.
Matthew Richard Casby.
Sophia Alexandra Cornelison.
Evan Alexander Clay.
Dylan Kuderman.
Samantha Brianne Cobb.
Tyler Russell Kuderman.
Hannah Marie Costa.
Evelyn Diaz Marchand.
Casey Lynn Kuderman.
Tierney Idalis Dickerson.
Michael David Isaac Kraft.
Morgan D. Dobmeyer.
Alita Dice.
Evander Paul L.
Bao Dole.
Taylor Marie Ernst.
Alexis Rose Doherty.
Mariah Lynn Fite.
Crystal Grace Emmerichel.
James Joseph Fisher.
Madeline Rose Erdahl.
Armando Salvador Flores.
William Warren Fink.
Brandon Michael Foster.
Emma Gray Fleeta.
Jack Tanner Fox.
Brigida Linda Forrester.
Tanner Ray Franz.
Ingrid Kelly Foster.
Beatrice Garcia Serrano.
Ann Taylor France.
Oscar Uriel Gaspar.
Benjamin James Gannon.
Allison Victoria Gadeski.
Keaton Hennessy Garrity.
Molly Margaret Gerke.
Matthew Robert Goff.
Cole Robert Glazing.
Dylan Gehring.
Madigan Marine Goldsworthy.
Renee Elizabeth Giza.
Bryn Elois Gray.
Juria Joy Gerwitz.
Kurt Nicholas Hahn.
Jacob David Gotterman.
Delina Frebericat Haliup.
Austin Michael Groby.
Jacob Robert Culverson.
Luke Christopher Hahn.
Miles Devin Harmley.
Vivica Star Hall Holt.
Colton John Hazy.
Wyatt James Harden.
May Eileen Hayes.
Desiree Ann Hartley.
Kimberly Fernandez.
Cullen Timothy Houck.
Ivan James Herlick.
Barrett Marie Hendel.
Madison Lou Hintz.
Yamile Hernandez Corona.
Tyler David Hoben.
Henry David Hilleman.
Julia Marie Hodel.
Caitlin Elizabeth Hedlund.
Siri Karenna Hoff.
Carter Hodapp.
Gretchen Marie Foreman.
Annika Carolyn Ha.
Connor Clay Houts.
Preston Allen Hoffer.
Zachariah Martin Hewitt.
Carl Spencer Holman.
Brian Joseph Jeffrey.
Caroline Elizabeth Hummel.
Samuel Kelly Jimmy.
Sandra Kirsty Isom.
Benjamin David Johnson.
Callie Marie Jevnager.
Maxwell Dwight Johnson.
Amy Jeeva V. Tunkit.
Lindsay Aaron Jones.
Jada Marie Johnson.
Nicholas Estill Kidd.
Garrett Tyler Jones.
Matthew Alexander Knutson.
Brandon Michael Keppers.
Joan Carolyn Kornkoven.
Anna Sherry Keppers.
Nathaniel Clifford Crowdy.
Anders David Koenig.
Jessica Catherine Levinsky.
Dylan Aaron Craby.
Trevor Bill Lossing.
Amanda Chasson Kvested.
Caitlin Rose Lawrence.
Audrey Deja Lane Gitez.
Allie Lee.
Destiny Michelle Lavera.
Emmett Richard Lefkowitz.
Fatima Lazaro Bermudez.
Hannah Marie Lewis.
Elijah Joel Lear.
Aaron Alberto Lopez Evgi.
Dan John Leibner.
Benjamin John Lucas.
Cole Jacob Little.
David Henry Lundstrom.
Esteban Lopez Ramirez.
Emily Grace McPherson.
Carl Benjamin Ludwig.
Michael James Malika.
Kaylee Jean Mockintoon.
Ryan William Malika.
Peyton Jade Mackey Waller.
Yazelle Marcial.
Nathan Allen Malika.
Denise Martinez.
Serena Marie Malika.
Elizabeth Mazurik.
Benjamin Joseph Merrick.
Jennifer McCracken.
Shelby Louise Matthews.
Destiny Jane McGew.
Andrew Lee McCalman.
Amy Angeline Miller.
Daniel Lee McGahee.
Brenda Minuti Lozano.
Tate Jonathan McCurra.
Myrna Veronica Morales Martinez.
Noah Michael Miller.
Samuel Joseph Motzko.
Caitlin Elaine Malloy.
Bryn Muha.
Galen Vanessa Moran Nieves.
Jacqueline Madison Mulcahy.
Noah Solomon Moyer.
Connor James Nelson.
Finn Fergus Muir.
Jeremy Patrick Nelson.
Francisco Murillo.
Michael Blake Nelson.
Courtney Ellen Nelson.
Joseph James Neufeld.
Cassandra Paige Nelson.
Clara Marie Nowak.
Nicholas Robert Neubauer.
Lauren Ann Norkunis.
Chloe Paige Nielsen.
Kenyon Yoeli Nystrom.
Solomon Jude Noble.
Jessica Olson.
Emily M. North.
Ashley Olson.
Michelle Oaxaca.
Audrey Francis Osberg.
Annalie Elizabeth Olson Sola.
Naylon Broyles Ott.
Carl David Ordahl.
Mason Drew Otterdahl.
Kengo Osumi.
Hannah Marie Paz.
Abigail Jean Otten.
Maya Marie Paquette.
Alexander Peter Pagel.
Skyler James Parsons.
Benjamin Michael Palmquist.
Kylie Rose Patricus.
Casey O'Neill Parker.
Signe Joanna Pearson.
Courtney Ann Pasqua.
Elizabeth Marie Peterson.
Darian Faith Paulson.
Natalie Ponciano Bartolo.
Joseph Stephen Peshta.
Nita Therese Pratt.
Emma Lee Kristen Peterson.
Sean Gregory Pyle.
Analia Bell Ponder.
Zach Richard Rasmussen.
Lars Curtis Prestman.
Abigail Rose Rizak.
Alexander James Urich Rasmussen.
Jamie Lee Rice.
Beatrice Bella.
Nathan John Riley.
Elizabeth Winter Rizak.
Elijah James Ripley Reynolds.
Rihanna Letitia Richmond.
Griffin Michael Rod.
Emily Ann Reina.
Emilia Ortiz Rosas.
Timothy David Roback.
Maria Rosas Ortiz.
Destiny Roja.
Jeffrey Otis Runningen.
Jennifer Rosas Bermudez.
Andrea Sanford.
Madeline Rachel Rudy.
Hannah Jane Schindelbeck.
Jorge Selena.
Nicole Schultz.
Andrew Sartori.
Kayla Marie Schweistahl.
Olivia Rose Evelyn Schmidt.
Brooklyn Ray Sexton.
Caitlin Ray Schultz.
William Patrick Shelby.
Annika Leah Schweitz.
Abigail Rose Scholin.
Benjamin Seymour.
Bridget Danielle Slinger.
Sarah Shin.
Sophia Rose Sparby.
Sarah Ann Scra.
Trevor Jeffrey Spillman.
Cheyenne Christine Smith.
Joseph Zachary Stegman.
Creighton Vincent Sukup.
Kaylin Alexander Stulkin.
David Joseph Gordon Spalding.
Bridget Marie Sullivan.
Brooke Riley Stenga.
Nathan Russell Swanson.
Calvin Jacob Stenzel.
Jacqueline Miriam Swenson. Anna Elizabeth Sullivan.
Ryan Daniel Sullivan.
Seth Brian Thompson.
Colton Cassius Swartwood.
Grace Ann Touche.
Caitlin Camille Terry.
Chloe Elizabeth Tom Franks.
Mallory Grace Tadona.
Brahm Charles Umbenauer.
Bao Din Min Tran.
Christian Paul Vargas.
Aiden Harold Tuma.
Beatrice Lissette Venegas.
David Jonathan Erke.
Elizabeth Marie Wager.
Eduardo Velasquez Lima.
Sarah Elizabeth Weed.
Brooke Cheryl Viscachel.
Lawson Peter Seth Wheatley.
Jonathan Scott Walter.
Sarah Catherine Will.
Riley James Weeple.
Adriana Sanchez.
Brant Weber. Hannah Lily Young. Callie Javnagar.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am proud and pleased to present to you the graduated class of 2018.
And off go the Moore Awards. Their hats up in the air. Big round of applause. The Northfield High School class of 2018 has now graduated.
Graduates, if you would please stand for the recessional junior graduation assistance. If you would please direct the graduates down the center aisle. Thank you all for attending the Northfield Commencement Ceremony for the Class of 2018. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
And there you have it, the 2018 Northfield High School Commencement Ceremonies. The 2018 class of seniors has now graduated officially, and they're going to go out into the world. Many going their separate ways, but they'll all be bonded together by their time in school. They'll see each other at reunions and such, and something that they will certainly always remember. We'd like to thank our sponsors of the event today here on KYMN Radio, Capital Construction, and the realtors of REMAX Advantage Plus Realty here in Northfield. We are both community-minded firms, and we thank them very much for supporting our efforts here at KYMN Radio and broadcasting the 2018 commencement ceremonies. It's a beautiful day. The wind has been a little bit of a factor today. We apologize if you heard quite a bit of that through the microphones. We have large wind screens on them, but nevertheless, The wind has been strong today, so it's been coming through. Graduating class now marching out. The parents, everyone, very happy. It's a joyous day here in Northfield. So that's going to do it for our broadcast. For KYMN News and Information, I'm Jeff Johnson, and we'll be shortly returning to our regular programming.
Up weekly to the second baseman, Kipnis fields it and retires Max Kepler. Right-hander Zach McAllister in the bullpen for Cleveland. Here's Robbie Grossman. He walked, scored in the second inning, and grounded.
Well, we're pretty happy to have a Northfield Nurse Strand girl here on FM 95.1. Shannon Vesladal is with me today. And now, Shannon, you just graduated from?
From Globe University.
Yes.
Yeah.
As?
I graduated with a vet tech degree.
And now that's been quite a process for you.
Yes, it has.
Yeah, but you've worked hard now, and you've worked at the done internships at various veterinary places and also at the U of M.
Yep.
And now?
Yep. I officially just accepted a position at the U of M for the Large Animal Hospital just this past week. So I will be starting there this month. I'm very, very excited. I've wanted to work there for years and years. So it was a huge accomplishment.
That is a huge accomplishment. Yeah. And I think you can feel pretty darn proud about that.
Yes.
For sure. Now, and you graduated from Northfield High School what year?
I graduated in 2010. So,
okay.
So after high school, I then went into River Falls, where I graduated in 2014 with a bachelor's degree in animal science. And there I decided to do an emphasis on equine management. But then after River Falls, I decided to get my degree in vet tech then.
All right. Well, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
And the reason, one of the reasons that I really wanted to bring you on and talk to you is you had a tremendous opportunity last summer.
Yeah.
To go to Thailand. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So it was really funny. A really, really good friend of mine from vet school, her name's Haley. She just came up to me one day. She said another friend of hers went to Thailand last year and they got to live, they got to live on an elephant sanctuary, and she wanted to do it this year, but she wanted someone to go with her. Mm-hmm. So I was like, well, obviously I'm going to go. the timing was just right. Right. So we went there. We spent 2 weeks there. The first week we were 45 minutes outside of Chiang Mai. We were literally out in the middle of a jungle, and we lived at the sanctuary is called Elephant Nature Park, or ENP for short. Okay. And what they do is they bring in elephants from everywhere. Every single elephant has gone through something horrible or has had just an awful experience in their lifetime. And the sanctuary was really cool because what they did was they take the elephants or they rescue the elephants. And the elephants then have a chance to turn back into a normal elephant. Mm-hmm. They no longer have to please any humans. They no longer go through any sort of physical or emotional abuse that humans have done to them.
So these were mostly these were elephants that were used for work purposes or for show purposes or.
So any sort of elephant that you see out in public, all of them have gone through this awful experience. It's called the crush. So what people do is they go out into the wild and they'll take a baby elephant or a younger elephant. Mm-hmm. They'll take it from its mother. And they'll bring it super, super deep out onto the jungle, and they tie up all of its legs, its trunk, every single body part to hold it up. And for an entire week, they're withheld water and food, and the villagers go in and they do awful things to the elephant. They basically torture it, and they basically crush the elephant, both emotionally and also physically as well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's awful. And the reason why they do that is because then at the end of the week, the elephant is so damaged in both emotionally and physically that then the human is able to do anything and everything that they want to it.
Wow.
So every single elephant that you see that's a riding elephant or one that's in a circus or out on the streets, every single elephant has gone through this process. And that's one thing that the ENP was trying to change and trying to make sure doesn't happen to elephants anymore.
Right. Yeah, as a matter of fact, it wasn't too long ago, mm-hmm. there was a circus mm-hmm. that wanted to come to the Northfield area.
Yeah.
And I was alerted by someone, and they stopped him from coming.
Yeah, which is great because circuses are awful for elephants, not only for just the physical abuse that they have to go through, because, I mean, if you think about an elephant, it's not supposed to stand on a ball. It's
right.
It's not supposed to do handstands. Like physically, an elephant is not supposed to do that. Mm-hmm. But also, even just all the lights and sounds, almost every single elephant that is at a circus are either blind or deaf or both because of all the lights and the sounds. Because elephants, they have such sensitive eyesight and such sensitive ears mm-hmm. that all those loud noises and flashing lights, it's just a serious damage to them.
So this ENP, mm-hmm. when did they start up and...
They started up, oh darn it. I think they started in the 70s or 80s.
Oh, okay.
I could be wrong.
They're very well established.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And it even starting up, it was a big deal for them to start out because the woman who was in charge of the place, her name is Lek, and she's an amazing human being. Like she's awesome to meet. She's awesome to talk to. She's just a very, very inspirational woman. It was very interesting though because when she first opened up ENP, there were so many protesters outside of ENP, but the funny thing was that they weren't protesting because uh, to stop the what they were doing for the elephants. They were actually protesting because a woman was in charge of a business and in charge of something. Mm-hmm. So it was just amazing to even learn about that side of everything too.
Yeah. So she in a way had quite an understanding of the elephants.
Yes.
To a certain extent.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. So then, all right, they bring they rescue these animals. Mm-hmm. What happens to the elephants when they're there?
They're first just introduced to the whole place. Because
they gotta be frightened.
Yeah, yeah. They're very frightened. They're now going to a completely different place than what they were used to, and they're basically introduced to a whole new way of living. Wherever they were before, they were probably chained up. They were probably left in like a small little enclosure. But at ENP, they're not chained up anymore. Mm-hmm. So the people there, they just slowly introduce them to the way of life. They slowly introduce them to, okay, like humans aren't here to harm you. Humans, we're here to help you. Every single elephant then is assigned, they're called mahouts. There are men who are assigned to an elephant where if you're assigned to an elephant, you do anything and everything for that elephant. So they will follow the elephant anywhere and everywhere that this elephant wants to go. And there's some elephants where all they want to do is just sit around and eat. But then there are some elephants where they are constantly walking. So there are some who said, like, they for sure get their exercise in for the day. But they feed them. They give them water. They bathe them. They do everything for them.
They show them love.
Yeah. Yeah. They show them love. They show them a whole new side to humans where it's totally outside of being tortured or abused.
So how long do these elephants, they're there for life then?
Yes. Yeah. They are there for the rest of their life.
And they live a long time.
Yeah.
They?
Yeah. So they usually live to, I believe, around 70 to 80 years old.
Wow.
Yeah.
So hopefully the mahout's around that long, or does it pass down?
So the way of a mahout is passed down generation to generation. How they do it there is if it happens where a mahout is no longer able to do his job, he then trains in a new mahout. Okay. and he tells them like everything about the elephant, like her likes, her dislikes. They then introduce the elephant to the mahout because a lot of the times the elephant chooses the mahout. It's not that the mahout that chooses the elephant, it's the elephant that chooses him. Mm-hmm. So even that can be kind of a process as well. So they just slowly introduce the new mahout. If she likes him, then that's great. Then the new mahout will then be with her. If not, they have to try and find someone else.
And how does that work? Let's say that the elephant says, "Yeah, I don't like that one." Mm-hmm. Then what happens? They just bring in a different person, what would they do to show that I don't like this one?
Oh, they'll try to kill them.
Oh,
yeah.
I wasn't expecting that one, folks.
Yeah. There were many stories of there are some elephants there that they've been just so damaged by humans that we couldn't really see them or have too much contact with them. But yes, there were some stories of there have been some mahouts where the bonding didn't really work out, and the mahout had to go to the hospital.
Wow.
Yes.
We are talking, by the way, with Shannon Vestlidal. She is an amazing young woman, a Northfield High School graduate, and also a vet tech, just recently graduated, and she is informing us of her tales in Thailand. And now, you were there for 2 weeks, and what were some of the duties that you had?
So my first duty every day was to help out with feeding the elephants. I would help them. We made rice balls every single day. It's basically a rice ball, with some corn in it and stuff like that. We also chopped up melons, or we helped transport melons for different elephants. We then We did have to shovel poop a lot, which was fine. I'm very much used to shoveling poop every day, so that wasn't a big deal. We tried to help out with a lot of the vet stuff as well, because a lot of the elephants that were there, they had a lot of scarring or a lot of physical problems. Mm-hmm. So we tried to help them out as best that we could. A really common problem that they had were a lot of elephants had abscesses, just from things just like trauma or just things happening to them. So almost every single day we were draining abscesses, we were cleaning them out, which was a really cool experience. There were also some elephants.
Why was that a cool experience?
I'm one of those people where I love to pick at things. Like,
oh, you're one of those. Yeah. My sister's like that.
Yeah, yeah. So anytime someone has a zit or something, I always just want to just pop it. So I love draining abscesses. It's a lot of fun for
me. That's a good thing you're a vet tech.
Yes, yes, yes. But yeah, and then there were some elephants that have stepped on landmines. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of the elephants that were used for logging, there may be some landmines out in the jungle. So there were some that accidentally stepped on them. Mm-hmm. And like there was one elephant, I believe her name was Lucky. She stepped on a landmine and half of her foot was blown off. Mm. So we helped clean out her wound every single day, and we just tried to keep as clean as we could, which obviously it's very hard to keep an elephant's foot clean, mm-hmm. but we tried as best we could. Mm-hmm. There was also a couple elephants that had their tails blown off as well. Yeah.
How would that happen?
I don't know if it was from another elephant stepping on a landmine and it just came up and chopped off the tail. I'm not quite sure how that happened, but that was really interesting to help out with as well.
Yeah.
My favorite part though was we got to spend one day where we were assigned an elephant, and we followed that elephant anywhere and everywhere. My elephant's name was Saza. She's a 60-year-old elephant. She no longer has any teeth. Because the place where she used to be at, they starved her so badly that she became extremely malnourished, mm-hmm. and all of her teeth fell out of her.
Okay.
And it was really interesting seeing her before pictures, because when she first came to ENP, you could see every single rib in her body. Wow. Which for an elephant, like, that's a big deal if they're that skinny. Because you just don't picture them being like that.
No.
But now today, like, she's completely healthy. But that day was awesome. I got to feed her all day. Yeah. She is definitely like my life goals when I become old, because she has this best friend. Her best friend is Mei Zhan Ping, and all that they do is they just sit around all day and eat. and for about an hour, they'll walk down to the river to get a bath, but then they'll walk back to their place and just keep on eating. And that's all that they did all day. I was like,
that sounds good.
Yes. I was like, that is what I want to be when I'm 60 years old. Just someone just.
Yeah, when you're old.
Yeah.
Oh, Shannon Vesladal is a guest today, and just fascinating story. Now, I'm curious as to how you adapted to that, the climate, mm-hmm. and the bugs. Were there bugs?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Talk to us a little bit about the environment that you were at.
So the environment, it was, so I was there in July. So basically, if you can picture the most hottest day in Minnesota, plus with 100% humidity, that is every single day in Thailand, especially in July. Yeah. If my clothes got wet, they never dried. Mm. I was constantly sweating. I didn't even bother to wear makeup. But where we were staying, there was no hot water. But to be completely honest, that was probably one of the greatest things in the entire world. Because after all day of shoveling elephant poop, all mm-hmm. you want to do is just step into a cold shower.
Yeah.
So it is very, very hot. the bugs, there were massive bugs. There was one morning I remember waking up. So on each one of our beds, there's a mosquito netting around our bed.
Okay.
There was one morning I woke up and there was a spider that was bigger than my hand on the other side of my mosquito net.
Oh, God.
I don't know how many times I thanked God for mosquito nets, because
yes.
That was awful. But yeah, every single bug that we saw was just ginormous. And mm-hmm. there were lots of different kinds of bugs, but there were also lots of lizards as well, especially geckos.
Mm-hmm.
We saw tons of geckos. But yes, it was definitely very, very hot and lots of bugs.
And how many? So you went in as a group,
mm-hmm.
correct?
Yeah.
So how many were in the group, and then did they do these groups all the time? Is this part of a fundraising thing for them as well?
Yeah.
As helping with the elephants?
Yeah. So the program that I went through was through Loop Abroad. It's a great program. They not only do vet stuff, but you could have also been part of a group where you just learn about Thailand's history, or you just learn about elephants. But Loop Abroad, they do pay. They do try to fundraise a lot of money for ENP, and a lot mm-hmm. of the proceeds that we paid to go on this trip went straight to ENP.
Sure.
There were about, I believe there were 11 of us all together in our group.
Okay.
And we were actually from all over the world. There were three of us from Minnesota. There were some from California, Colorado. There was even a girl from Taiwan. We had a very broad group, but we were all there to learn a lot about vet medicine.
I bet there was a lot of bonding going on between a bunch of you.
Yes. It was actually really funny because you always hear about, like, okay, if there's around 11 girls all in a group, mm-hmm. like, obviously you guys aren't going to really get along. But honestly, that was not the case for us at all. We got along so well. There was never any sort of disagreements, no arguments. Still to this day, all of us talk at least a couple times in the week. Like, we all became super, super close.
Well, in particular, you're in a foreign country,
mm-hmm.
you all have obviously a certain affinity to helping animals.
Yeah.
So your goals were the same, and your, mm-hmm. you know, your ideas of what was going to happen, and you're sharing an experience that none of you've had before. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It was really cool, and it was awesome too. And honestly, going into it, I didn't think I was going to get along with everyone because I also knew, like, that there was a huge age difference between a lot of us. Like, there were some girls that were only 18 years old.
Okay.
And then there were some like me, I'm 24. There was a 25 year old, but honestly, like, we just got along so well. It was awesome.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah.
So, do you want to go back?
Yes. I already know I will be going back one day. Mm-hmm. Obviously, right now, finances are a little low. And now with a full-time job, I have to worry about, like, vacation time and stuff like that.
Yes.
But I am hoping within these next couple of years to go back, like, for sure.
What is your biggest takeaway from your experience there? How has that affected you in your life now?
I honestly, after going on that trip, I knew for a fact that I wanted to work with animals. Like, like, I've always known my whole life I wanted to do something with animals, but I knew after that